Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
This is a hit!
And if you don't know, now you know. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical dishes in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, mackin', my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers, true players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GS3, I got the by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Papa got a brand new
I love
band.
It when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a brand new band.
And if you don't know, now you know. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these children think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next bump so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and lunch is great. Conversate for a few, cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a brand new
I love
band.
It when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a brand new band.
And if you don't know, now you know. Imagine in Benzies, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream of a dollar and a dream. Still tote strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, and clothes, all in nose. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know.
Check it out, check it out. It's the Notorious B.I.G. chilling. You know what I mean?
101.5 UMFM, this is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elves, and kicking things off for us tonight, the latest project from Amerigo Gazaway. We've played stuff from the Yasiin Gay and a whole bunch of other sort of mashups of hip-hop and soul that the dude has done in the past. And this is his latest, putting James Brown and the Notorious B.I.G. together for the Big Papa's Got a Brand New Bag under the Notorious J.B.'s moniker. Great stuff. You can check out Amerigo Gazaway. That's Amerigo Gazaway on Bandcamp and find just a wealth of stuff that that dude has done. We've got a busy show for you tonight. Lots of great new music out. And we've got a feature interview that I did earlier this week with Georgia Ann Muldrow and Dudley Perkins. Both fantastic artists in their own right, but they perform and record under the name G&D. They have a record coming out next Friday called Black Love and War, and we will play a couple tracks from that and talk at length about the record. That's coming up around 7 o'clock, but before we get to that, we got more music for you. I had the opportunity to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last weekend, really enjoyed it, and of course with a Quentin Tarantino movie. The soundtrack is integral to the movie, and a lot of old gems that he unearths. And one of them is the cover of California Dreamin', as performed by Jose Feliciano, which came from a 7-inch that had Light My Fire on the A side and California Dreamin' on the B side, a pair of covers. And I was just really impressed with this cover. I'm sure I've heard it at some point in my life, but hearing it in the context of the movie made me kind of revisit it. So I'm going to play it now. And if you haven't seen the movie, I strongly encourage you go see it if you're a cinephile. Anyway, keep it locked here on Thank God It's Free Range on 101.5 UMFM.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Along the way, well, I got down on my bended knees and I began to pray. You know the preacher digs the call. He knows I'm gonna stay. Yes, he knows, 'cause I told him so. Dream on, yeah, California dreaming.
city of love's on. There's pretty nothing else we can try. And now I'll find my way back in, even if I never sleep. I will find my way back in, it's all that I can see. Gotta find my way back in, it's all that I believe.
Thank you.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, and you just heard The Good in Everyone, classic from Sloan. That's from their Four Nights at the Palais Royal live album. And speaking of Sloan live, the Garrick, October 18th, announced this week that band will be playing there. Before that, we heard Jonathan Something with Heartbreaker. That is one side of a new 7-inch B-side. It's called Back to the Country. Lightning Dust with something new called Devoted to You. We started that whole set off with Jose Feliciano. Brand new Pornographers album coming out in September called In the Morse Code of Brake Lights. They dropped the first single from it today. It's called Falling Down the Stairs of Your Smile. We're going to give that one a listen right now. They've announced some tour dates in the fall. The closest one, however, to us is early October in Minneapolis. No Winnipeg date as of yet. Coming up after the new Pornographers, G&D. My interview with Georgianne Muldrow and Dudley Perkins. Stick around here on Thank God It's Free Range. Georgianne Muldrow and Dudley Perkins' new album, Black Love and War, drops August 9th, and they join me by phone. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Pretty good.
With the record kind of set to drop but not yet out and only a couple singles out, is this like kind of, for an artist, is this kind of like a limbo period where, you know, you're in a holding pattern in some way?
Well, I mean, they're still working the singles right now until the album drops. So, I mean, and we're getting a lot of assets together for the PR company, the marketing company right now. It's not really a limbo. It's more like trying to build up and catch some followers and, you know, some people, some fans and stuff like that, some people who's interested in the project, catch them early. And then when the record comes out, we put the full PR to it, you know?
Right, right. So this is kind of like the gearing up phase then. I want to kind of talk about kind of like collaboration artistically when the two of you are a couple, or you know, romantic partners as well as artistic partners. And is this like a natural evolution of kind of a relationship, or like does it at ever any time test one relationship or the other?
I mean, we live with each other. We've been with each other for 100 years and haven't got tired of each other's presence and we are each other's creativity, you know? I mean, it's one of the cool things. You create with your lady and have the same mission. It's pretty cool, you know? And actually, the relationship will grow that way even more, you know?
So when it comes to, you know, working together on a project then, like, because you know each other, you've had that, like, long-standing relationship, does it make things, like, do you have kind of a shorthand or, like, kind of are on each other's wavelength even before you kind of hit record or put pen to paper?
Yeah, I would think so. I think especially with this project more than the other ones, because I feel like we were done before we knew it this time, because I think once we got in the groove of just being creative, it just it grew its own wings, and it wasn't nothing that we had to force. And I think with all of our projects, it's that way. I think the part that gets tedious is like the mastering, mixing, those kind of things. That's where we have to be more like surgical and kind of like that. But I feel like it's really a natural thing. You know, Deli inspires me in so many different ways that it's easy to make music with him, you know. It has to be, you know, music like, in time, you know.
Yeah, it's like if you're raising a child together, you're raising a child together. If you live in the same house and you got children, you're raising them together. You're doing it together, you know. So the music and this what we're doing is like our child also. We're doing this together, you know.
With that in mind, and I say this as a parent, because sometimes, you know, you might have differing approaches to child rearing, right? You know, someone might be a little more lax about specific things, about like screen time or something like that. And then you end up having to have conversations about kind of philosophical matters. Is that something that you two have faced on a creative level?
Pretty much. What do you think, Jody? We have.
I think we
stay learning and growing.
I think if anybody's in a friendship, like I think that goes back to friendship, like real friendship. And I think Deli and I are friends first, you know. And I feel like, you know, yeah, we come from, you know, if we talk the same all the time, I don't think that would be productive for nothing that we do, you know. So yeah, of course, you know, we're going to talk about things. And you know, communication is very valued between Deli and I, because we're both communicators. Like, our profession is communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're musicians. So I think it's like the same with any friendship. Of course, you're going to have, you know, different angles and nuances, but I think that it's about the goals being the same. You know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, if it was up to me to think of all the solutions for the goals that we both share, then, I mean, that would make everything really one-sided if he thought exactly everything that I think, or if I required him to think all the things that I think. You know what I'm saying? That would limit the problem-solving capability. You know, it's pulling together our mental resources, too. You know, our physical resource, our mental, musical resources, all of those things coming together is what G&D is about. You know, that's what it's about. Us pulling together, you know, our creative resources and our emotional resources, all those things, you know, and that's what gives the project such texture, because it's you know, this contrast and texture. Like, I live for that, like, you know.
You mentioned resources, and I did want to ask you about resources and about, like, kind of time allocation as an artist, because, I mean, for instance, Georgia, this is, like, your second record this year. First of all, you had, is it Vueto or...
Yeah, Vueto.
On Mellow Music Group. And by my count, you're on at least a couple collaborations with Adrian Young and Scrimshire and a couple others this year. Like, how do you kind of apportion your time or, like, manage your creativity and those resources that you were talking about?
You know, there's so, you know, what I'm doing is nothing new. You know, there's so many sisters out there, brothers and sisters that have multiple jobs that they have to do to survive, you know? And so I think being a musician is no different. You know, you gotta jam. You know, if you don't work, you don't eat. And I think that that's the way I do it. That's the way Dudley does it. You know, we honor that people put their resources forth to collaborate with us, and we try to do right by those things, you know, and try to give them, you know, the best of what we have, you know, to share in the collaboration. So I think that's the way I get it done. I have to get it done because it's a full-time gig, you know. Music is more than a hobby, it's a way, it's a path of life that we both decided to take. So I think, you know, that's where it is, you know. I hope I can always be doing music for a living. And I hope that Debbie can always do music for a living, you know, because music gives us life, you know. It's our purpose, you know. It's one of our many purposes, but it's a high priority, you know,
mm-hmm.
Music is. We've built many friendships with other people through music. You know, I mean, that's, music is our ecosystem, you know? We breathe it.
Now, with that in mind, working with other people and, you know, obviously sometimes, like, they've got their vision for the sound. On your solo projects, you kind of have, you know, complete control. But when it comes to the collaborative thing, like, how do you identify kind of, like, which sound is which for, you know, a G&D project versus a Declaim project versus a Georgianne project? You know, like, do you feel that it's kind of like this, like, Venn diagram where the two of you overlap, or do you have things where you think, this idea, I need to, like, set this aside?
No, it's actually, they're all actually different.
Yeah, they're different.
Sometimes it's not even planned that way, it's just what it is, you know? But that makes every record different unto itself anyways. Every record is different from each other. Even Declaim record, a new Declaim record is different from an old Declaim record. A new Georgie record is different from the last Georgie. It's a whole different sonics, a whole different equipment being used, a whole different atmosphere, you know?
It's true. Probably a different house, probably a different thing. Mm-hmm.
So nothing's set in stone about anything. Yeah. We could end up doing an album whistling.
Yeah. we would talk about that. Yeah. I think the only criteria, though, for... when it comes down to Declaim's records, it's like, it has to be the best of my beats. Like, I have to, like, he lets me jam for a while, and then when I really start getting into the meat of some potent beat making, like, that's when, you know, that makes the cut for his record. I feel like it's...
Well, I don't pick the best of the beats. I pick the best of the beats for me.
Yeah.
Or for me to
make. That's true.
It just happened to be some huge beats.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's like, and that's what I feel. I feel like when I'm at my best, I'm in top shape when I'm making Dudley's records, you know?
You mentioned earlier about being communicators, and one of the big things about communication is the message. And I want to talk about the message of Black Love and War. And this, I mean, obviously, like, that ampersand is a critical thing because it's both that love and the war and looking at positive messages and at, you know, bleak circumstances. And I wanted to ask you guys about kind of, like, mindset when it came to writing and, you know, the lyrics and the message of the record.
I mean, that's easy. That was an easy one. Look at the state of the world right now. We're in a state of emergency. It's easy. You know, if you can't see it, there's something wrong. Something wrong with your eyeballs. If you can't see it or smell what's happening on earth, smell it. You know what I'm saying? People would be misled and programmed in the lowest way that they could be programmed purposely, so that way separation and war can still exist while they get, while these cats, these bankers and these rich cats, these elite cats get their little witchcraft on, you know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes, you know. They don't even do it behind the scenes anymore. They do it right in front of us. They don't care. We don't care. You know, like they say, you know, what if McDonald's was selling human meat? people would still eat it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the Black Lemon War, black men and black women, black children, the black population is at war. They're being attacked. I mean, it's seen, and there's every, and a lot of people are wanting this to stop, you know? Some people are turning to tears, like, please stop, like, wishing for some miracle to happen. But this war does exist, you know? And you know, to the point where a lot of the music is allowed to be of low frequency, and it's rewarded for its low frequency, so these things can be allowed. You know, the music actually plays a part in how people are reacting on the street. So, if you know, our music is always talking this crazy rhetoric and disrespecting ourselves and all this all day. Do you think anybody in the streets are going to respect us? Any other humans on earth are going to respect the black population when our music, our vibration, our highest form of creativity is tainted that way? Nah. They can't respect that, you know? So we're at war with, we're at war with sound. We're at war with low vibration. We're at war with racism. We're at war with police brutality, and et cetera, you know? We can heal it with sticks and stones, or we can heal it with love. We do have that duality, you know?
Those low frequencies you're talking about, then you're saying it's kind of like a conditioning thing, that it creates an expectation or like a vibe that allows these things?
Destructive frequencies. Just like how Desi said, like, you know, when you're dealing with a spectrum of light or a spectrum of sound or a spectrum of behavior or a spectrum of worldview, you can be a healing force or you could be a hurtful force. You know, everybody in their own individual lives have been hurtful or healing, in no matter how big or no matter how small. So those potential energies are alive in us, right? It's about what we want to magnify as a whole. You feel me? Because the purpose of life is to, you know, life wants to sustain itself. You know, you can see it in the weeds that grow unannounced in nature. And all of that, you feel me? So, like when we talk about low frequency, it's another way of saying destructive messaging and programming. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're not just saying the bass.
Oh no, no, I didn't.
The bass is beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like, I did not. Like, I did not take
it's
it
like
as
dancing with the devil and having fun while you're doing it.
You know, selling out your human race, selling out humanity, so that you can make some money. And not doing music because music makes you happy. You're doing music to make money, purely. So you're going to transform into whoever you need to be to play this certain game that people refer to, right? And be somebody different and put on a whole nother costume and put on a mask, you see, to be somebody else that makes money, you know?
And it's not taken away from young brothers and sisters who's getting their money before they can live and survive. But what if they were to really realize that a lot of the stepping stones that were put in their way were put in their way purposely.
Purposely, right.
So whatever outcome they get, it's already directed.
That's right. That's right. By design.
And that's programming.
That's war. That's genocidal behavior. When you are regulating a group of people's creativity and their cultural processes, and co-opting them.
When is the last black musical, positive musical rush happen? When has it happened? It hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
When all music is positive and everybody's trying to heal and help and fight against, you know, we're at war right now. Brothers getting shot and our music's still portraying the bullcrap. That's a twist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real big twist in the game. Because usually when black people start to get hurt, we cry out. Right now, we're still crying out for the dollar bill. Like a soul don't mean nothing anymore.
That's right.
A spirit means nothing to our people anymore. Because we've been diluted and watered down and beat up and tortured and stolen from and
desensitized.
Desensitized, disrespected so much. We don't even care about gods or any real gods. And there's a whole group of black humans who do. But they don't even go into the history of it 100%, because if they did, we'd all fight. We'd all put our lives down. I don't even go into 100%, because if I did, I'd have to put my life down for what's happening right now today, you know? I'd have to sacrifice my life for what's going on right now, you know? The little girl's getting beat up by grown, giant policemen. little black girls getting tossed by grown men. I mean, and they have no guilt. That means that there's something going on in the mind right now, a group situation going on, where if a grown man has no guilty conscience about throwing a 6 or 7, 8-year-old girl to the ground and putting his knee in her back, he has no conscience. That's demonic. That's low vibration. That's super low vibration. Because if you did that to his kids, he's going to blow you away. And it is one-sided. And I'm not just saying, and when I come to the police force, I'm not just saying the white policemen. It's all the policemen.
That's right.
It's every single race, creed in that police department. They all criminals or have the possibility to become a criminal.
That's right.
We've gotten used to casual racism.
Yeah.
That's from our neighbors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That we've lived through that. And if you're black and you really were from the street, you've been called a nigger before. You've been through it. You've been harassed.
That's right.
But the outright shooting of a human being before they're even judged, and these are human beings without guns on them. That's low vibratory bullshit. You know, that's what you fight against. We're used to this other stuff. We know old white folks are kind of demented sometimes, and still fall back into caveman ways because they still think that stuff ain't happening. And they still think you could have a conversation with these cats and they'll tell you straight up, you're lying. You're telling us. I'm as old as I am, I don't have to feel. I still get pulled over and harassed, still to this day.
Yeah.
I still get the gun pulled up open on me.
Yeah.
On some crazy stuff. And when they look at my ID and see how old I am, I become sir.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, they want to blow your head off right away. War against that, you know. And you know, there's that other complex, the black cops showing out for the white cop. It's true. So they all got potential criminal in them. First of all, them trying to oversee all people on humans on Earth is against the thing.
That's what's wrong with it. You're right.
So, you know, we know already our music's not going to get played on the radio. Our music never gets played on the radio. We do more interviews than our music gets played on the radio. You know, they just want to see what the black people want to see what these people are saying. You know, we understand that, but our music will raise the vibration if it plays on the radio. We reverse programming. That's why we won't be selected into their programming system. You know, we don't say nigga and we don't say bitch.
Well, I intend to play your songs on the radio at the end of this interview. I've already played other stuff from both of you solo and collectively in the past, and that's why I was excited to get the chance to talk to you.
Hey, we appreciate that also.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So,
you know, thank you so much.
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying about, you know, that this flies in the face of a lot of kind of like the mainstream hip hop messaging, and that it's hard to kind of push back against that like machine and those sort of structural or systemic issues.
Absolutely.
When that structure is meant to support itself and to like reinforce itself.
Yeah, because it's bolstered by industries that enslave those people, you know? I mean, it's just, you're talking about conflict of interest, there you have it there, you know? There should be, I mean, if this judicial system was about justice, if the Hall of Justice was actually working, you know, if it was actually truthful and honest in its intent to just uphold the natural justice of the land, then, you know, these kind of cross-collateral, diverse portfolios of music labels being owned by prison owners and all this kind of stuff, that stuff would really, really be checked out in a lawsuit. You know, that would be breaking laws. Because how are you going to expect people who enslave people, you know, and that's where they're making most of their money, oh, and this music helps them do that? Okay, this program's behavior, I need to invest in this. Because if I can program the behavior to populate my prisons that I own myself, then I'll invest in that. And that's what's going on right now, like right now.
And the programming goes to a cellular level, because I actually believe that absolute power does corrupt. So it's like you could take, for instance, some of the young cats when they got that power, that money.
That's right.
What did their spirit go to? You've seen it demonically change. They bragged and boast about being worshippers of the devil. It got to that point, even in rock and roll. Look what happened in rock and roll. It was from bands playing music. They got power that corrupted them. And you've seen the demons start to form on their album covers. You can go to most pressing plants for vinyl and look at their catalog. A lot of the records even have blood. They put their blood in the vinyls. I mean, this is true stuff. But
we're just not taught this stuff because you got to keep this little facade going that everything's all cool in America. No, it's demonic and witchcraft going on with the music industry and the vibration that they're messing with these radio stations, these frequencies, the unseen. You know, to where you can have a little dude who starts getting millions and millions of dollars, start putting upside down crosses. Even if the cross don't mean something to somebody else, even it might just be a symbol. He think it means something, and he put it upside down on his head. I mean, he's trying to allow other spirits and vibrations. He's welcoming any dark vibration. You know, look at the flames in their concerts and stuff behind them. Look at the colors they're wearing. Look at the demeanors and the looks in their faces. That ain't normal. That's programming. You can see with a pit bull. You can raise a pit bull to be the nicest, kindest thing. Or you can raise that thing to rip your leg off so you see any human.
That's right.
You don't think we're programmable, too? What do you think?
We're computers. We're computers. Absolutely, we're computers.
My school's been got us thinking all kind of different things, and you don't see no revolutions or no big pushes for higher vibration right now. Because if you did, war would not exist. It can't exist in higher vibration, in a higher vibrational atmosphere. It can't. And it affects us all, what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, we're still watching CNN and all this stuff on TV, these presidential debates and stuff like that. And we ain't none of us looking and checking our spirits. But we're letting ourselves be diluted with this other stuff coming in into our systems. Constantly, constantly, without, like you said this morning, Joe, you got to cleanse your system today. Or, you know, cleanse your system out.
Yeah.
But we got to cleanse our spirits out, too, from a lot of this madness.
Yeah.
That's why all the music's going to keep getting more moldier and moldier. So it'll still sound good because people like to dance and their bodies are known to recreate funky things.
That's right.
But what is inside that funky thing? A bottle of water looks nice, but what is inside that water? Is it going to make my stomach hurt or is it going to be good for me? Because you don't know looking just at the bottom. It all looks the same. What are they putting in there? What are they putting in what you're eating, you know? What are you putting in what you're looking at? What are you putting in what you're hearing?
It's like the state of music right now is making itself very clear, you know, as far as what it wants to do to the black population on the earth. It's very, very clear as far as, like, you know, what the major companies that produce music, what it is that they're interested in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's countries on this planet that don't do this.
That's right.
And they doing fine.
That's right. That's right.
And a lot of war don't even come their way. You know, a lot of the big bad wolves don't come their way. They think of higher vibration, you know. They're thinking of something higher in their spirit. They know that we're about something else.
Yeah, this I mean, North America is king in violence, you know. I mean, just as far as just, you know, it's king. You know what I mean? Violence is one of our, you know, I think it comes back to, like, what you say is, like, the low vibration. Somebody is catching in on that destructive vibration. Somebody who has, you know, some groups of families that really, really, really want folks fighting so that they don't focus on what the real problems are, you know?
Yeah, because like you said the other day, too, the aggression in the human body should only be used as a form of defense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it should be used. Not trained to be used all day.
That's right, man.
Because then that's what you become, an aggressor.
That's right.
You know, when you go in the military, you're handed a gun. That's not showing you how to solve conflict, you know? That's showing you how to immerse in conflict.
Exactly. You go deeper within the... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So let's be some counter-programming. Let's push back against some of that messaging and play a couple tracks off of Black Love and War. I'm going to get you each to pick one. Usually I ask the artists and, you know, get them to tell me why they want to play a specific track. And so I'd ask both of you for an individual selection or if, you know, you agree upon one together. But by all means, let's take two.
What do you... I got one with you guys, Jordan. I know what I want.
No, say yours. Say yours.
What am I hearing? Jacob's Ladder on the radio.
Okay.
The album cut.
You know, and the album cut, yeah, where I'm from. I mean, that's the basic one you should be playing.
That was the lead-off single. So that's kind of like the statement of intent in some sense?
Yeah, Jacob's Ladder, that's that album cut. That's intense, man. Mm. I like that song.
Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously there's like the story of Jacob's Ladder and you know, the movie book, kind of the idea behind that. Was that something that was in mind when you were writing that track? Like, is that kind of where it's from?
No. The movie was cool. I mean, it kind of, you can, you know, because it's sort of like the beat sounds psychedelic a little bit, like Jacob's Ladder, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Jacob's Ladder is the last, it's the
ascension to heaven. It's in the certain biblical books about the Jacob ladder. You know, there's stories about it. You know, like when, what was his name? One of them cast before he died. The last vision he saw was the ladder. You know,
Jacob.
And then it reminds me of like the song "Stairway to Heaven" and all that and stuff like that. You know.
Right on. Well, we'll play both of those. I want to thank you both for taking some time out of your day to talk to me, and really appreciate it. And best of luck with the release of the record next week.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
And rest in peace,
Rossi. That's right. Rest in peace,
Rossi. We love you, Rossi.
Absolutely. Yes. Obviously, the producer passed away this week, and prolific and an incredible artist.
He was one of them kind of people that what we're talking about, he had full comprehension of what we're talking about, and he decided to make his whole music a vibration, you know what I'm saying? Like, just raw vibration, you know?
He wasn't playing.
He was not playing. So, yeah, there's been many in this thing, and so because, you know, we're not the only ones in it, but we need more folks that love music to make music that's healthier. We need more of y'all to do it. And I know this is a college radio station, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so all y'all beautiful musicians that's blooming and blossoming with all the energy in the world, make music that helps you get through your life. Don't make music that helps somebody else make their pockets fat.
Your heart tells you when you're doing some low vibrational, freaky, funky shit. It tells you. Your heart tells you that. So just follow your heart. If your heart's saying that's wrong, that might be kind of, should I do that? Don't do it. listen to the first thought.
Yep.
Where's the live
I'm
by?
I'm pretty sure a lot of people's first thought ain't to be demonic.
No, the impulse should be towards good. Thanks again to both of you.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, take care.
Appreciate
you too.
It, man.
Take care.
You take care too, man.
The winds of Babylon blow across my black and beautiful face. I can feel the distraction and all out hate for my chosen race. God's grace created a space, first foot to ever step into place. Riot after riot, watch us forever protest the crookedest and most grotesque. Today we now witness the beast at its best, inbred born behaviors. While we still out searching for invisible saviors, following Vidarsky religions, the plot thickens. We just a bunch of chickens and sheep being led to a slaughter. First ones to go are our sons and daughters. Nishoba, the number one killer of man, Luciferian injustice, now let me expand. Hell's here on earth, and we are the damned and doomed. Not to be misunderstood, I mean, unless we kill off all that's corrupt, disrupt the whole system, a full-blown war against all that ain't good. Because man ain't civil at this moment in time. Too many folks murdered, same color as mine. I'm seeing the signs, they're destroying the shrines while feasting on expensive wines. The beast's belly never full, it never grow tired, admired by the misbehaved. Inspired by the slaves that gave and sacrificed their life to help repair and secure this devil's paradise. Devil's paradise. Paradigm, brother. Can you spare a dime, brother? Because I'm woke right now, meaning I'm broke right now. I kid. I joke right now. Huh. Ain't no laughing matter. The beast keeps getting fatter, feasting. Black babies on a platter, steady climbing. Jacob's ladder, steady climbing. Jacob's ladder, Jacob's ladder, Jacob's ladder. Oh,
Yeah, where you from, homie? Oxnard. To L.A.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from.
Yeah. Carry tons of toolage on my back.
Yeah.
Still hold everybody down when I attack. All that bull crap had to adapt. Whole crews back together, called it a rap.
Huh.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Oh no, the disrupt, aka kidnap. Called up and said, get the strap. Too many off brands in Oxnard. Too many soft cats that act hard. And this is how I react.
Yeah.
Let them know that I'm a king with this flow. And you can ask all that exists, for they all know.
No.
Folk in habit form, poor past the week. Got MC in the crews just as you.
Like,
forefather from the funk form.
Funk
the calm before and after the storm. Also, all that's in between. We're all at the lost gates and all praise the unseen. Original originators from the ox sound. Elementals from the heavens when we touch ground. Some other ship connect, a seed that sprouted, now it's in full bloom. Raise the vibration for a flat earth, reflect the full moon. And all that's wicked is out of tune. Till time takes its time, and midnight becomes noon. And midnight becomes noon.
Yeah. That's where I'm from.
Where I'm from.
That's where I'm from.
Where I'm from.
That's where I'm from.
Where I'm from.
That's 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 where I'm from.
I may be from a distant star, shining so far away, or maybe from the mind of my mother and father in L.A. Living as Africans in America, that today probably was the reason why they studied about Africa that way. I'm a resulting of the loving of the planet Earth and the sun, as they are both children of the universe. Universe.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, no.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. From.
Yeah,
that's where I'm from. That's where I'm from. Yeah.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
I wrote this on the eve of Trump's inauguration and felt that we needed to have a conversation about why your daddy feels this is an abomination. When it was an Obama nation, I felt a calm sensation, knowing that I could look you squarely in the eye, tell you that you were queen, holding you nearly as you cry, consoling you cause comments on your culture that insults you should never kill your spirit. No merit for ruthless vultures, especially our leaders perpetrating all this needless anxiety and hate, and supporters who follow Jesus. You see, this world is full of creatures who look at your skin and judge you without a care of whatever's held within. But
for when Obama was in, there was more of a global feeling. A soul was speaking to how peace over war was more appealing. But with Trump, they're revealing a return to an elitist point of view that ceases to view all human beings as decent before being given a reason to see them as otherwise. They've always told your sisters and your brothers lies, like your darker complexion and your curly locks. Has it so there's no staircase that you can surely top? They'll never let up on having us held back. So baby, just go forth and know it's a set fact. If only one thing remains like a cadaver, you will love, and you can be anything you imagine.
Be up and down in love, but never take it easy. Been down this road before, we often find a reason, but we are who we wanna be.
Young king, but really there's no crown. Feeling so lost, like really there's no fam. Gold I was sold by leaders, that's how I sound. I could get my own, but really you taking ours. I'm breaking vows, faking lies. Kids playing and then came the cops, wishing they could put them all away to rot, handcuffed to a rail. Losing time in a lonely cell. Single father never talks to his son, only yells. Mother America treat him like an estranged child. And to the whole world, he been doing well. Look at the cell, conditions are ill. Lie to my face, then you tell me it's real. Man, votes never count in the places we dwell. A little insight and you can see for yourself. When you talk about a thug, only image expelled is in the city-esque. Never a suit and tie sitting at a desk. Bury the nooses, how can you get your breath? Carry the deuce, five just to get some rest. Still can't find peace, guess that my only hope spread love on peace.
Be up and down in love, but never take it easy. Been down this road before, we often find a reason, but we are who we wanna be. We are, we were born to be.
Black boy being born with a lot of pressure. 8 pounds, 12 inches long, you were measured. Growing up in the hood, couldn't have it better. Raised by your mom and dad, we were both together. I'm amazed every day that you age. I'm afraid of you going from a playpen to a cage. Nowadays it's fatal when the way that you behave go from cribs to a cell or a cradle to a grave. Laws intended and invented to add years to men in the pen sentence with skin tinted. There's prejudice and evidence and incentive to suffer because the color of your skin printed. On your back there's a bullseye, just in case you have a day in court. Have a suit with a good tie. Half your mom, half me, you belong to me. Be who you was born to be, a star.
Be up and down in love, but never take it easy. Been down this road before, we often find a reason, but we are.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, and that is Danny O with Pearl Gates and Wordsworth from the forthcoming album The Day It All Changed, lead-off single Born to Be, a reaction, of course, to Donald Trump's inauguration and presidency, and a long time in coming. That'll be out on Herbnet. Before the break, we heard from G&D. My thanks to Georgianne and Dudley for taking some time to talk about Black Love and War, which is out next Friday. And you heard Where I'm From and Jacob's Ladder. Brand new single from Winnipeg's own Boniface coming up right next. Wake Me Back Up was released earlier this week on July 30th. And we got some brand new Metronomy for you as well. This is Walking in the Dark from the forthcoming Metronomy Forever. Keep it locked here on Thank God It's Free Range.
Trying to readjust.
till you don't know a thing. Been trying to readjust. Every night waking up with half a heart cross. Digging holes in my backyard. Been getting all of this sleep by myself.
Supermercado, supermercado.
Yo, hey, Bitman, brr.
supermercado, supermercado. Tengo dinero, tengo zapatos. Yo tengo opciones, tengo contrato. Lo que tú quieras, ey, te lo saco. Supermercado, supermercado. Tengo dinero, tengo zapatos. Yo tengo opciones, tengo contrato. Lo que tú quieras, ey, te lo saco. Mamacita, que tú quieres que te como como golosina. Dale, si no, para que lo rompo. Tú ya sabes, eres mi china, como chino con palillo, que me como lo que tiene hasta los hombros. Cuando sabes que yo ando modo diablo, cuando sabes, baby, todo lo que hablo. Si te miro, tú me dices, estamos ready pa' la party. Va sin miedo, tú lo sabes que la monto.
Tú lo mueves así, yo lo quiero así. Tú no te preocupas, solo baila para ti. Ti, ti, baila para ti.
Tú lo sabes que la monto, 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 que la monto. Tú lo sabes que la monto, 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 que la monto. Tú lo sabes que la monto. Boom, dinamita, vente, mami, ven pa' acá. Que tú vienes a saltar con todo lo que hay detrás. Que me ruge cuando baila y mueve la cadera. Ese booty que me gusta, pantera. Soy generación ex pa' los que se niegan. A entender el código, subí en un Panamera. Como en los 90, el dueño de la disquera. Tú con ese outfit, mami, bien rapera.
Tú lo mueves así, yo lo quiero así. Tú no te preocupas, solo baila para ti. Ti, ti, baila para ti.
Tú lo sabes que la monto, 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 que la monto. Tú lo sabes que la monto, 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 que la monto. Tú lo sabes que la monto. Supermercado, supermercado. Tengo dinero, tengo zapatos. Yo tengo opciones, tengo contrato. Lo que tú quieras, ey, te lo saco. Supermercado, supermercado. Tengo dinero, tengo zapatos. Yo tengo opciones, tengo contrato. Lo que tú quieras, ey, te lo saco.
Dame de eso, que tus besos son el SD. Tú te mueves, mami, y eso que me hace caer. Yo quiero volver a sentir tu piel. Se te eriza, me hace triza, yo quiero otra vez.
Tú lo sabes que la monto, 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 que la monto. Tú lo sabes que la monto, 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 que la monto. Tú lo sabes que la monto.
So real, more than I have felt before. And I know this time I will try to keep you satisfied. Don't wanna be second.
History keeps
Stop, boy, you're loving. Can't stop, you're playing with me. I just can't stop, boy, you're loving.
Stop your love.